Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, we've got Ian.
And Aria.
What do you want to comment on the attack on cryptocurrency, specifically on privacy coins, which hasn't started officially yet, but they went after Tornado Cash, which is a privacy technology. So if they can go after a decentralized set of code that's running on the Ethereum blockchain, there's no reason why they can't just sanction Monero while they're at it, or Zcash, or you know, Hush, or any of the other ones.
Well, why can't they go after the creator of Ethereum, Eric Voorhees, I believe?
No, that's the Shapeshift creator.
Yeah, that's right. Thinking, Eric something is the other
no.
guy.
No.
Is
now
it
that? Now that you've said the wrong name, the real name isn't coming to me.
Okay, I thought it was Eric something. But anyway, why can't they go after the creator of Ethereum?
Who, by the way, has used Tornado Cash.
Well, Ethereum's running Tornado Cash, so by
correct.
Definition, the guy who created Ethereum
if you're going to go after a programmer,
yeah.
why not go after the top dog, right?
And,
Vitalik
know,
is his name, Vitalik Buterin.
And if you're going to do that, why not go after all of the Ethereum miners out there who are facilitating these transactions by confirming the transactions on the blockchain?
They may have considered those things, and they could certainly do that. Let's go to the phone so you can bring up what you want. We're going to get into the $20,000 trash cans coming up here in San Francisco, but well, we're not going to get into the trash cans, but that's the problem with them. You can't get into them. We'll learn more about it. But we've got Sarah on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yeah, the trash can thing does sound interesting. It's just kind of interesting, but...
Oh, you'll love it, Sarah.
Well, if you actually listen to the show, then you might learn about it.
Yeah. I just want to... it sounds interesting, but I just want to bring up that we have a shortage of elementary school crossing guards this year.
Really?
Who has a shortage?
Albuquerque?
Okay, so Sarah doesn't have a shortage.
She said we.
Well, the thing is that we want to, you know, get the crossing guards to protect the children where they're crossing the street.
Are you going to do this, Sarah?
That was going to be my question for her. It's like, Sarah, why don't you sign up? They're hiring. It sounds like they're desperate. They'll take you.
No, I got my reasons, but the thing is that...
What are your reasons? Don't you care about protecting the children?
Yeah, but I'm not going to get hit by a car.
Oh, I see.
She's going to let the children get hit.
Well, after they hit me, after that...
It's hard to really take you seriously, Sarah, if on one hand you say, we want to protect the children, but you yourself are not willing to lift a finger to actually go and do that.
We're going to put more speeding cameras. We need red light cameras. That's what we need to do.
That's not going to stop people from running over children at crossing crosswalks.
Well, they're afraid that they have to pay $100 ticket or it's going to go into the collection agency.
How much is the ticket?
$100. But
how many kids do I get to run over for a $100 ticket?
But look, if you run over, hit the crosswalk, and then the kid afterwards, you don't pay nothing.
Even better. Free of charge.
That's right. Yeah, they're just going to be like, well, that was an accident. Well, you know, and then just like, well, you didn't mean to do it. But if you run a red light, if you speed, you get a ticket. And that hurts it hurts them more in their wallet. But if you actually hit a person, there's no consequences because they have to approve malicious intent, like running over your husband 10 times and saying that he was a speed bump.
So are you asserting here on national radio that if I ever feel like running a red light, then my best interest is to find a kid to run over because that's going to bring the least repercussions to me?
So just run over a crosswalk and a kid behind it. and say that you were just texting on the phone. I couldn't stop in time, and somebody hit me from the back.
You actually think that'll work?
Here in New Mexico.
I think you live in a crazy fantasy world, Sarah.
Well, this is the better. How much? Okay, how much do class guards get paid?
More than you do.
Well, they're probably getting maybe $20 an hour. But you get a negligent driver, you get your legs broken, and then the kid gets hit, and then that's the end of it.
You know that $20
an hour.
As a crossing guard, you have a bright uniform with neon colors, and you get your own little stop sign. I mean, I would think it would give you a feeling of power, Sarah, to be able to just wave a stop sign and make people stop.
Well, here in New Mexico, they don't stop. They just keep on going.
Oh, where are the stories about crossing guards being hit by cars in Albuquerque?
Funny you mentioned that. That's exactly what I'm looking at right now is, you know, how often are crossing guards killed by drivers?
It must happen. It must have happened somewhere, given the amount of time that crossing guards spend.
I've got a story from 2022 and a story from 2016.
Where's the 2022 one? Are you looking specifically for New Mexico, or are you looking nationwide?
Just nationwide.
Yeah.
Right. This was in Maryland.
Yeah. I mean, it must happen.
Yeah, but it can't be that common, right?
It can't be.
You know when you're coming to a school zone that you're coming to a school zone. There's signs everywhere. There's already people not speeding.
There's lights that tell you have to slow down to 20 miles an hour.
Yeah. There's usually a bunch of people walking around, and then there's the person there in the big orange or big yellow vest with the stop sign.
Just think about it, Sarah. If you saw somebody, think about the power that you could have. If you saw somebody speeding through a school zone, you could call the police on that person, and then they would get even worse than a ticket. They'd probably get a really big ticket or maybe even some sort of criminal charge. I mean, you could be the person doing that. This is a great job for a busybody like yourself, and you could get paid, but you're too much of a coward, is what it sounds like. Are you chicken, Sarah?
I'm not supposed to do it. I don't want to do it either.
Would you describe yourself as a chicken?
No, I think the robots and the computer automated cameras could do just as good of a job.
So you're not a chicken. You just don't want to, you know, put anything at risk is what you're saying.
How much money would it be worth it to you to get you out there as a crossing guard, Sarah? What would we have to pay you per hour?
Well, the thing is, I'm more into, like, legislatures. I talk to the representatives.
No amount, Aria. You couldn't give her $1 million an hour, and she wouldn't do it.
Is that true, Sarah?
No, I'm too scared of cars.
Well, I mean, what good's $1 million if you're dead, right?
Yeah, what good is $20 per hour?
No. $1 million per hour, Sarah. If I was to offer you $1 million per hour to get out there and be a crosswalk guard, would you do it?
Well, it's never going to happen, so that's not
doesn't
even
sound
offer.
Like it.
You know what I mean?
Sarah likes the world where she doesn't have to work.
She prefers calling legislatures.
Yeah, she likes calling talk shows. She likes calling bureaucrats and
that's
politicians.
That's not a job, Sarah.
And she wants to put all the other old ladies in the line of fire out there.
Hey, but, you know, I call you guys at work, because we're going to get 12 speeding cameras back here. And
all right, that's enough
that.
Out of you tonight, Sarah. Thank you for the call.
But calling us did not help with that, Sarah. I don't know how to...
She always gives us credit for everything that happens in Albuquerque, and I don't even know if we're on the air there right now. I think we have a station maybe on weekends. I think Kiva might be running us there, but honestly, I don't know.
Well, David used to fill us in on all of the trauma going on with the radio station there. One of them at least used to carry us.
We've been on actually two different stations in Albuquerque over the years.
But still, I mean, calling Free Talk Live is not what got, you know, the city of Albuquerque more red light cameras or whatever. And you are not persuasive enough, Sarah, to be the I know you think you are. But you're not the person to be out there convincing legislatures or city councilors or whatever of anything. If they do what you suggest, it's only going to be because they were already going to do it anyway. Because you're offering, you know, more control, more red light cameras, more police, and all these other things that they love. You're not persuading anyone.
If you want to join the show, the number here is 603-283-6160. Coming up, there's more insane news out of San Francisco. It is, you know, it's the city where it's known for poop being on the streets, where it's known for people just waltzing into convenience stores and stores like CVS and just stealing stuff in broad daylight in front of other customers and store staff, just insane levels of theft. Businesses that shut down in during COVID never came back. It is just an absolute S show over there, and they've decided they are going to focus on where it really matters, which is locking trash cans, apparently, so that homeless people can't scavenge stuff out of them. That's, I think, the story we're going to get into, and they've spent a lot of money developing these cans. We'll get into that coming up here.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
360. You can bring up anything you want. And take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by BullionMax.com/FTL. By the way, that's where you go to get your silver starter kit at employee pricing. Bullion Max is a direct-to-consumer precious metals retailer, and it can help you diversify into gold and silver. Security for your family in times of crisis. You can buy directly from BullionMax.com. And you don't have to talk to a salesperson. Your precious metal ship fully insured directly to your home. It's fast, it's easy, and you can get that silver starter kit by going to bullionmax.com/FTL. It includes 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, including a 2022 silver American Eagle, Buffalo Round, and a Buffalo Silver Bar, and more.
That does sound really tempting.
They're gorgeous-looking pieces. I remember having some of the buffalo pieces before the federal government came and stole them.
BullionMax.com/FTL?
That's right.
I'm going to have to look into this
only
later.
Only one per household, though, so keep that in mind. Go to BullionMax.com/FTL, and you get employee pricing on that silver starter kit. Dan and Aria here tonight. Phones are open. Aria, what is going on in San Francisco now?
Well, when you see a headline that says, what takes years and costs $20,000, a San Francisco trash can, if you're a libertarian, you can't help but click that headline. Because I remember John Stossel did this special a number of years ago about some New York City bathrooms at some park or something like that. And
the $1 million or whatever that they spent to renovate them?
There was a private one and there was a public one. And he just sort of compared the two. And the public one, the one built by the city, cost millions upon millions of dollars, and it looked absolutely terrible.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then the private one was a beautiful building, and it was done.
A fraction of the cost. And it was probably donated by, generous people.
I don't remember the details, but what takes 4 years to make and costs more than $20,000 a trash can in San Francisco? That costly bin is among six trash cans, six, as in 5+1 trash cans hitting San Francisco. So they spent 4 years and millions of dollars, presumably, designing six trash cans. Hitting San Francisco streets this summer in the city's long saga in search of the perfect trash can. Overflowing trash cans are a common sight in the Northern California city. Keep in mind that they could have used this money to instead hire more people to empty out those trash cans. That wasn't what they chose to do. Along with piles of used clothes, shoes, furniture, and other items strewn about on sometimes impassable sidewalks. Now, I've heard from Star Child that this isn't true, that these rumors we're hearing about San Francisco, poop in the sidewalks and clothes and sidewalks being filled with furniture and shoes and clothes, all of that's just anti-San Francisco mongering. I don't know what the word would be, but I hear it all the time.
Yeah, I just talked to somebody. It was at a gathering of Free Stater types a couple weeks ago, who I've met before. It wasn't the first time I'd met this person, and he's originally from San Francisco, and he goes back, once a decade to visit family or friends or whatever, and he has said he'd recently gone back and that it is worse than it has ever been. He says they actually hire people to go around. If you've got an apartment building or something like that, sometimes apartment buildings in New York City will have a doorman. Well, in San Francisco, they got a guy that actually walks the perimeter to make sure that there's no poop that's been around the building and picks it up if
human
necessary.
Poop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This isn't people not cleaning up behind their pets.
No, this is bums pooping on the streets, basically.
City official hired a Bay Area industrial firm to custom design the pricey trash can along with two other prototypes that cost taxpayers $19,000 and $11,000 each. This summer, residents have the opportunity to evaluate them, along with three off-the-shelf options added to the pilot program after officials faced criticism. So they're putting out six models of trash cans for the residents.
There was a $19,000 model.
Yes.
An $11,000 model, and then a handful of off-the-shelf items.
Yeah, it didn't say what the price of those were.
Okay.
Last month, the city deployed 15 custom-made trash cans and 11 off-the-shelf trash cans, each of those costing from $630 to $2,800. What the hell are these people doing that requires a $600 trash can?
I don't know.
With QR codes affixed to them.
Does it show an image of this thing?
Not that I've seen yet, but possibly. And these trash cans also included QR codes. asking residents to fill out a survey about them. City officials said they intend to pay no more than $3,000 per trash can. I will custom make them trash cans for $3,000 per. Are you kidding? San Francisco began a search for the perfect trash can in 2018 when officials decided it was time to...
Oh, my God.
4 years later, yeah. When officials decided it was time to replace the 3,000 public bins that had been on the streets for almost 20 years. Officials say...
Oh, okay. So this isn't supposed to be out in front of somebody's house.
No, these are the ones that are scattered throughout the streets. Yeah,
I see. Okay.
Officials say the current bins have too big a hole that allows for easy rummaging. That's the official's primary complaint.
Why does anyone care about that? Is it because it's annoying to try to walk up to a trash can if there's somebody rummaging in it because you can't throw something away?
Can you imagine?
Why would you care if somebody gets something out of the trash that they think shouldn't go there?
Can you just imagine how hateful and evil and petty you have to be to see someone digging through the trash can and be like, that person shouldn't be allowed to do that?
They might be able to eat somebody's uneaten hamburger.
I watched a video today that one of the trolls shared in our Matrix chat that I just like this troll, I ended up watching the entire thing. You can find it at matrix.freetalk or chat.freetalklive.com. Yeah. It was just this guy who went off the highway into this little wooded area that was just, you know, a few hundred feet off the highway. He set up a campsite there. He just stayed there for 24 hours. And I'm watching this, like, what the hell is the big deal? Who cares about this guy?
And How far off the highway was he?
Just a few hundred feet.
Okay.
In the woods.
Just in the woods.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, he was watching for construction workers and police and all this stuff to come over that. What the hell has happened in American society, in just Western society or the world in general, where you're committing a crime by not having a place to live? It's just insane that we've reached this point, that this person trying to go out into the woods and throw out a tent on this property. This isn't private property. No one lives here. No one's using it. But this guy just goes out there and throws out a tent. He's somehow breaking the law and has to watch out for police. It's that same reason that allows us officials of San Francisco to be like, we can't have people rummaging through our trash cans. They didn't pay for that. It's a half-eaten bologna sandwich, dude. Chill.
Who cares?
I can't imagine these people need Jesus, man. I don't know what can reach the heart of someone who's that evil. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, just anyone who sees someone camping homeless off in the woods or whatever on public property, or sees someone rummaging through a trash can, and their heart isn't filled with pity, it's filled with malice when they look on it. I don't know how someone gets like that. The bins also, now, actual criticisms, the bins also have hinges that need constant repair and locks that are easy to breach.
These are the current ones.
Yes. Well, why do they have locks in the first place? If someone was to steal your garbage, let them.
I guess maybe it would be a problem if... So they talk about overflowing, right? So if you got an overflowing trash can and somebody just pulls out the overflowing trash can and then they just dump it everywhere, I could see that that is a problem, right? Making a huge mess just because they might get a French fry out of it or something like that. There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. And in a place like San Francisco, where you've got people who are so strung out that they're literally crapping on the streets, you better believe they're not going to be concerned about putting the...
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today marks 1 year since Taliban took over Kabul. On August 15th of 2021, the Taliban moved through Afghanistan's capital, following the country's government collapse. Heather Barr is the Associate Director of Women's Rights for Human Rights Watch. She tells CNN it's very brave to see women out protesting for their rights against the Taliban.
It's unbelievably dangerous. There is no one on this planet that is braver than those women right now. And the fact that they are out on the streets protesting after the abuses that other women have endured from the hands of the Taliban after having engaged in protests themselves is probably a sign not only of their courage, but of their feeling that their rights have been stripped away so much that they have nothing left to lose.
The president with nothing on his public schedule today. USA Radio News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has COVID. He said he's dealing with mild symptoms after testing positive Monday. He noted he hasn't seen the president since late July. Biden recently finished battling the virus himself. Austin said he's fully vaccinated and boosted twice. He previously had COVID at the beginning of the year. A hearing in the sentencing trial of confessed Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz isn't happening Monday. The hearing to consider the admissibility of certain expert witness testimony and evidence was canceled. A status hearing is now scheduled for Tuesday afternoon, with jurors set to return next week, when the defense is set to begin presenting its case. The jury will decide whether Cruz gets the death penalty or life in prison for killing 17 people at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever you want. 603-283-6160. We're talking about the boondoggle of the government trash can that's happening in San Francisco. And apparently they've been doing this since 2018. The story you're sharing tonight is fresh from the AP News on the subject, Ari, and we're going to continue with that. But I do want to thank Roger Paxton, who is a longtime Free Talk Live supporter. He's one of our amps, and you can join Roger. Roger's a gold level. He's doing $10 a month, and you can do it for as little as $5 a month over at amps.freetalklive.com. If you value what we do here on Free Talk Live and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please go and join Amps. It's our Patreon, and it helps us out, and it helps us get the ideas of liberty into more ears all around the planet. So once again, it's amps.freetalklive.com. So they're spending upwards of $19,000 per trash can, or they're thinking about it. They've had these
things
developed.
Well, they'll be cheaper if mass-produced, but the prototype that they put out on the street, yes, $19,000.
One of them. They also had an $11,000 one, and they're saying they want to spend as much as $3,000 a piece to buy, what was it, 3,000 trash cans?
Yes.
For the whole city, basically. This isn't for people's homes. This is for those stationary ones that you would see in, you know, the park or along the downtown streets and things like that.
Right. And we had these here in Keene. To my knowledge, they work just fine. I mean, we don't have the homeless problems here in Kane that they have in San Francisco. But
though.
Not like that. We don't have the ones like pooping in the streets and, you know, eating trash out of the cans and stuff like that.
No, certainly not.
The homeless population here in Kane can just go into, you know, the Cumberland Farms or whatever and ask for a slice of pizza that's old, and they'll probably get it instead of having to rummage through the trash or something. Some people also topple the cans on fire, cover them in graffiti. I mean, I skip that. They topple them over, cover them in graffiti, or set them on fire.
Okay.
Which, you don't want your trash can in the middle of the street burning. That's certainly true. Mm-hmm. The city is
They're dealing
serious.
With a different level of homeless, that's for sure.
I mean, I understand why they wouldn't want graffiti on their trash can, but at the same time, it's public property. If a member of the public wants to express themselves artistically on that trash can, I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's their trash can as much as it is anyone else's, right? But I understand, you know, you don't want them toppling it over or setting it on fire. The city is so serious about the endeavor, it has created interactive maps so residents can track and test the different designs. Which include the soft square, the priciest prototype at $20,900. The boxy stainless steel receptacle has openings for trash and for can and bottle recycling and includes a foot pedal. The slim silhouette.
What are you supposed to do with that?
I don't know, man. The foot pedal?
Yeah.
Open it, presumably, so you don't have to touch the dirty trash can.
Oh, I see.
No, it's all bougie, right?
Yeah.
The slim silhouette. At $18,800 per prototype.
Oh my God.
Is made of stainless steel bars that give would-be graffiti artists less space to tag. If one of the custom designs... Yeah, this is absolutely insane, right? This is what they're doing over out in San Francisco. This is what the problems they're trying to solve. If one of the custom design bins is chosen, the cost to mass produce it will be $2,000 to $3,000 per piece. Beth Rubenstein, spokeswoman for San Francisco's Department of Public Works.
Imagine the profit. Whoever it is that gets this contract, whichever buddy of the city council members, because you know that's how it's going to happen. It's going to be some sort of nepotistic thing where somebody's brother is going to get the contract to manufacture these things, and it's just going to be some bars of steel, which are not going to cost $2,000 or anywhere near that. It's probably going to be like $20 worth of parts and maybe another $50 worth of labor or something to put it together. It's probably going to be $100 or $200 cost to manufacture these things. They're going to sell them for 10 times or 15 times as much.
So Beth Rubenstein says, we live in a beautiful city, and we want the trash can to be functional and cost-effective, but it needs to be beautiful. I have never in my life looked at a trash can and thought, that's a beautiful trash can. Who's that guy who's that bodybuilder that married the ashtray? We need to get his opinion on this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You tell me which one of these trash cans is beautiful, and that's the one we'll go with. But the good looks of the shiny new trash cans have not protected them from vandalism and disrespect. 3 weeks after being unveiled, several have already been tagged with orange and white graffiti. Others already show the drip stains of inconsiderate coffee drinkers or have attracted dumping, with people leaving dilapidated bathroom cabinets and plastic bags full of empty wine bottles next to them. Trash on San Francisco city streets has been an issue for decades. It gets into some background here. That's pretty much, I mean, actually, good God, the article goes on and on. Noticeably lacking any pictures of these $18,000 trash cans. I don't know what the AP was thinking when they wrote this article. I guess this is one up here at the top. It looks like a Dalek from Doctor Who, right? It looks like it's about to shout exterminate and start trying to kill people. The rest of them, it includes a large number of pictures that I'm just now finding. I guess they're all right.
Does it show the prototypes? Are these the prototypes?
I think so, yes. I can't tell because they threw an ad in front. It doesn't list what the names are, like the silky silhouette or whatever.
Oh, my God.
The soft square trash can, they do have a picture of that one as one of the prototypes. They have a picture of one. It's called the Renaissance trash can. The Renaissance. That's the one they'll end up going with for sure. And it looks like a trash can. I don't understand why this took $20,000 to build. It's just a trash can.
Here's an excerpt from another article. Again, this has been going on for years. This one's from last year. MissionLocal.org reporting on the San Francisco garbage can situation. One of the city councilors who voted yes for this explained his yes vote by saying this, quote, this is for a $427,500 expenditure to move forward with designing these cans that you're now talking
about.
$500,000.
Good Lord.
It was approved by all 11 of the city so-called supervisors. I guess that's their name for city councilors out there. Quote, I can't accept any further delays. This needs to get done. Voting down the expenditure altogether, which is money that had already long been set aside for this purpose, would have set us back possibly for years. The main concern I've had is not only with the cost, it's how bungled and long of a process this has been. So he voted yes.
Because he was tired of it not... What, hold on, what?
He's concerned with how long of a bungled and how bungled the process has been. So he voted yes because he wanted to spend another $400,000 in the belief that it would get done sooner rather than later.
But all is done. Where is it? Okay, so they've got, I don't remember the number of prototypes here that we're dealing with
several.
At this point, but it's six is the number. Okay, that at most, even if you assume they're all the $20,000 trash cans, and they're not, at most that comes out to about $120,000. Where's the rest of the $450,000 or whatever it was?
It's design.
But that
they have to pay the designers, the pros.
So it's really just nepotism. It's a way of sending
somebody pocketed serious.
Yeah,
money.
Some trash can manufacturer in San Francisco made a lot of money by coming up with some increasingly stupid Dalek-looking science fiction designs.
Well, remember the city of Keene here in Little Keene, New Hampshire? I think spent like tens of thousands, if not like over $100,000, hiring like a consulting firm to look at changes to the dump that would involve like a fish farm or something like that. There was some other boondoggle that
must have been before
here.
I lived here, because it's that the first like I've heard of that particular one.
Something like that happened here. It happens everywhere. This kind of crap. City councils are doing this stuff all over the place because no one pays any attention. And it's like, well, you can't fight City Hall anyway. And
but you can't. City Hall's the one level of government that you sort of can fight. You can't fight the federal government. You can't fight
the
state government.
Well,
yes, we are. But the average person, I mean, and, you know, might have to deal with some losses on that front. But the average person still, they can't change what the federal government is going to do. They can't change what the state government is going to do. But their city council, you know, you can go out there and be a big enough Sarah where, in theory, you can affect some sort of change.
Maybe in Keene. But not in San Francisco.
No, certainly not. No, the only thing you can do in San Francisco is get out.
Get out of there. And immediately your quality of life will go up. I mean, my God.
I haven't stepped on poop since I left San Francisco.
You can't even get a shack in San Francisco for $300,000 as far as housing is concerned. So, you know, you can take whatever money you can get out of your house in San Francisco and live like a king pretty much anywhere else, even in the United States. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live, Moser Main here. Enough time for you if you want to join us. The number 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about government spending way too much money on trash cans.
How much did you pay for? I'm just curious. What is this trash can? $15?
Maybe.
$20? That's
probably
mostly,
not even that.
And that's mostly for the cost of the actual plastic.
Yeah.
And it works just fine. Does its job.
Well, they are, obviously they need a larger trash can. We're talking about the kind of trash cans that are in a downtown area. You've got to have a large can there. And I understand they want to have it secure. You can't just leave those things sitting out. Or people will take them and throw them around. And so I do
just make it heavy or bolt it to the street or whatever. I mean, there are ways to solve all of these problems.
Yeah, well, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to solve all of the problems. And
yes, but some of these aren't problems. Like the homeless guy trying to eat the half-eaten hot dog out of there,
that's
not a problem.
Yeah.
Or the guy who's trying to take the shirt out of there because he's cold at night, that's also not a problem.
I get that it is a problem when they light them on fire. I get that it is a problem when they dump them out and then make a huge mess where there already was a mess and make it worse. So I understand the concerns. But ultimately, what we really ought to point out is this stems from the fact that this is public property, that this shouldn't be the problem of the city, because there shouldn't be a city government in the first place. It should be every business has their own property, and they decide how to keep it. They decide what kind of trash cans that they want to put on it, what they're willing to spend on it. We don't need the one-size-fits-all decision where some group of 11 people, in this case in San Francisco, decides to spend $500,000 on just simply designing potential new trash cans because they can't find one that they just think is perfect in whatever way, and then force those across an entire city. We could have a bunch of different things that are being tried on different people's property if everybody were just free to make those decisions for themselves, but we're not. So instead, we have tragedy of the commons where these public managers try to just make these decisions, and it ends up costing, you know, millions of dollars in the end because this has been going on for years.
Yeah, this is $450,000 or whatever it was this year.
That one time, yeah.
Yeah. They probably spent more last year and spent more the year before and spent more the year before. And it's never going to stop, right? The garbage can was pretty much perfected the moment it was invented. There's not a whole lot you can do to improve on it. You need a place that can store a bag and that won't blow away in the wind or whatever. And that's more or less all that they need. Well, the rest of these issues are just never going to... The possibility of people setting them on fire, you're never going to eliminate that possibility.
The problem, one of the problems, of course, is homeless people aren't really known for being the cleanest of individuals. They're not really known for being... I mean, I'm speaking generally. I'm sure there are some homeless people out there that are meticulous and they're very concerned with litter and all that. But generally, you don't think of that when you think of a homeless person. You think of somebody smelling like urine and yet, you know, laying down out in the sidewalks near businesses. And again, that's part of the public property problem. The fact that sidewalks, streets... are generally not considered to be private property in most places, especially in downtown areas. And so that's why you see people sleeping. I mean, we don't see it here in Keene, but you know, I've been to Manhattan, and I've literally walked by people just sleeping outside of a Duane Reade store or something like that, equivalent of a Walgreens. I've seen that happening. And I've smelled the urine being just walking down normal streets, not talking like you're in an alleyway or something like just... massive scents of urine all over the place. It's disgusting. But that's because it's public property. So what happens when we have a private property system, which is sort of like one of the libertarian visions for what things would be like, is every property would be privately owned. Well, then those business owners would be responsible for keeping their property clean, for making sure that people park where they're supposed to park, and making sure there's not some bum sitting out front hitting up the customers for cash as they walk into their shopping experience. Generally, I think you would see less homelessness in areas where people tend to go. I also think you would see properties that would be friendly to homeless people.
Certainly.
For instance, there is a property here in Keene that years ago was controversial because it's what they call the Hannaford Shopping Center here in Keene. It was owned by a leftist who he's a businessman, but he's also a leftist, and so he was letting the homeless people live in the forested part of the property.
And he wanted to continue doing this.
Correct, but the city of Keene came in and said, "Whoa, well, you don't have these buildings, aren't?" Because they had like a shanty or whatever they'd thrown together, a shack, and this wasn't build up to code. We're going to have to force you to take this down, and we're going to kick everybody out, and because we said so. We're the city. And so you get a lot of situations like what's happening now, apparently. And I did find a story that I'd had in show preps from earlier this year. We just never got to it. It was a perfect time to bring it up. The AP reporting that so-called liberal cities are now cracking down on homeless camps. For a long time, they had been the sort of the safety places for homeless people to go to. They supposedly were too welcoming to the homeless, in some cases letting them set up tents outside of city halls, for instance. But now the mayor of Portland has recently banned camping on the sides of certain roadways, and officials are exploring other aggressive options to combat homelessness. An increasing number of liberal cities like Portland, Seattle, and New York are cracking down on encampments after years of tolerating growing numbers of people living in tents. They justify the moves by citing recent violent homeless outbursts, littered encampments labeled as health concerns, and increasing homeless deaths. But advocates for people experiencing homelessness have denounced the maneuvers, saying the homeless crisis is being treated as a blight or a chance for cheap political gains. Makeshift shelters are about busy roadways, tent cities line sidewalks, tarps cover broken down cars, and sleeping bags are tucked in storefront doorways. The reality of the homelessness crisis in Oregon's largest city can't be denied.
Well, look, and I understand why it makes people uncomfortable to walk by these places or whatever, but banning it isn't going to make anything any better for anyone. I understand you don't want to walk down. You don't want to go into your Barnes & Noble or whatever and walk past a bunch of people living out of their cars with tarps over the broken windows or whatever. That makes you uncomfortable. I understand. I get it. Deal with it. This is the world that you've made, that you with your Barnes & Noble, you're in part responsible for that situation.
Well, it's really the city and the government's responsibility in this case because they're the ones who pushed these people into homelessness, many of them in the first place.
Sure.
You've got people that, now, with the exception of those that choose it, because there's obviously a certain lifestyle of, I don't want to have a house, I don't want to have, you know, property or whatever, and good on them. But then there's a lot of people that are sort of forced into the situation. Maybe they got arrested because of the war on drugs, got out of prison, they lost their apartment, now they're homeless, right? That's one example of what can happen to people. Another one could could be that drug addiction. They can't pay their rent, so they're out on the streets or whatever. And there's no help for people because those people are criminalized in a lot of cases. You can't go to the police; they're not going to help you. They're going to put you into a jail cell for that. And then, of course, you've got the restrictions on building. The government restricts what kinds of buildings can be erected, and they restrict low-cost housing in a lot of cases. And so you can't just have people building their own homes and living where they want to live because the government will literally come in and burn you out of your home.
And then you try to, start your own company or whatever so you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Nope, can't do that either.
Can't do that.
I want to go to Law Dog. He's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Law Dog.
Yeah, I'm going to switch it up a little bit.
All right.
These homeless people that sit there around the corners, they just want money for drugs, okay? I remember one time I was down at near McDonald's there off of First Street in Austin, Texas, and this one guy comes up to me and says, "Hey, sir, could you spare a dollar so I could buy a hamburger?" I says, "I can do better than that, bro." I says, "Come on over here. I just volunteered at the food pantry, and I started bagging some stuff. I had two bags." He goes, "Oh, I can't eat all that." He says, "Well, I thought you were hungry." I says, "I thought you were hungry." He says, "To be perfectly honest, sir, I just wanted a dollar so I can buy a beer." I says, "Hey, next time just be honest with me, because I got some beer right here. I just put a 12-pack in the cooler." So I go over there and I pick one out, and I hand him the beer, and he looks at me. And he said, "Like I invented cold beer." I says, "It's cold." And I says, "What do you think I am, some butthole that runs around handing out warm beer to homeless people?"
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
He was,
no, those people,
I don't understand. Are you saying he was upset at the beer?
You try to give them food, they will curse you, and then the cops will come.
This guy didn't curse you, though.
Oh, wait.
I mean, you told a story about a relatively pleasant transaction you had with this guy, and then ended with, "And this guy will curse you, and then the cops will come." That's 100% counter to the story you literally just told us.
I wasn't clear. Was he upset about the beer being cold?
This guy was, I'm talking. This guy was cool. He tried to get one over on me to get a beer. He tried to scam me. I gave him the beer and it was cold. My job.
Was he mad about the beer being cold?
My job.
Okay, but was he upset about the beer?
I want to talk about something else.
No, we don't have time. out of time for tonight. But
that was weird.
You can call another time. It was really kind of disjointed, but okay. I'm glad you gave him a beer then. Whatever. I do agree that it's a better idea to give a homeless person a sandwich than to give them $5. Because then, are they really hungry?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.